This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Nabi al-Rahmah, wa Nabi al-Ummah, wa Sayyidi wa Lidiyat wa la Fakhr. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهمنا الرشد والصواب في هذه الأيام المباركات وفي هذه الليلة المباركة التي هي خير من ألف شهر إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه ثم أما بعد أسأل الله أوقاتكم وبارك الله فيكم. So alhamdulillah, many of us were looking, celebrating or commemorating the 27th night, traditionally commemorated as Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr or the night of great value to the Ummah, التي هي خير من ألف شهر. The night is better than 1,000 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our prayers and our qiyam and our siyam, and to lift the trials and tribulations upon all our brethren wherever they may be. So the 27th juz comprises the end of Surah Al-Dhariyat and Surah Al-Tur and Surah Al-Najm, Surah Al-Qamar, Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah and Surah Al-Hadid. And as you can see, the surahs are getting shorter as we get towards the end of the Mus'haf, as we mentioned previously. And we'll be looking at some of the verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةِ خَافِدَةٌ رَافِعَةِ إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّاءِ وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. So this surah, it's mentioned that Sahabi Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud had a ta'alluq, had a strong connection to the surah, and it's mentioned that when he was close to dying on his deathbed, he was asked, what have you left for your daughters? And he said, taraktu lahum surat al-waqi'ah. I left for them surat al-waqi'ah. And there's some riwayat that indicate whoever reads surat al-waqi'ah will then will be protected from poverty or shiddat al-faqa, poverty. And that could mean, you know, other than to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. So this is one of the surahs that we find in the Quran that people recite frequently, like Surah Yasin, like the Mu'awwidhatayn, Al-Falaq wal-Nas, wa Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. And it begins by mentioning the Waqi'ah. So the Day of Judgment has many, many names in the Quran. Here it's mentioned as إِذَا وَقَعَتْ الْوَاقِعَةِ يعني إِذَا قَامَتْ الْقِيَامَةِ. It's also called الطَّامَّةِ وَالصَّاخَةِ. And probably each one of these refer to a specific aspect of the Qiyamah. So the Waqi'ah, الشيء الذي يقع, means the thing that is happening. And I could maybe the initiation of the thing that is happening. So here, the Mufassirun, they mentioned it could be that initial nafkha, so that initial blowing of the trumpet by the angel Azrael, and then things begin. So at the beginning of the Waqi'ah, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعْتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. Right, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعْتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. In other words, there's no doubt about it. There's no one who can deny it. It's something that's going to happen, no doubt therein. خافضةٌ رافعة. Right? And this is مقابلة. خافضةٌ رافعة. It lowers or debases and it raises. So خافضةٌ رافعة, يعني it will raise أقوام. It will raise people, ترفع أقوام, to the paradise. In other words, in the aftermath of the واقعة, of يوم القيامة. And خافضة will also lower those, also in the aftermath of the واقعة. إذا رجت الأرض رجا. So الرج is to shake something very violently. So this is an indication of what will happen to the earth when the onset of the hour, the earth will be shaken violently. So like earthquakes, or an earthquake that we could not even imagine. وبست الجبال بسا. So here the فتتت الجبال. So the mountains will disintegrate. And we know from earlier verses in the Quran, الجبال رواسية. They've been made as anchors. So you can hear, you can see or picture the disintegration that happens upon the hour, as if they're nothing. فكانت هباء منبثة. Right, and that's a description of what happens to the mountains. فكانت هباء منبثة. الهباء, they said, are dust particles. You know, some of them said they're when the dust particles that are raised when a horse is running on the ground, for example, the sand that you see in its aftermath, or those dust particles that you see in the rays of sunlight. Yani something as if it was never there, complete disintegration. منبثة, منتشرة, spread out. And we should know that the hour does not fall upon except the most wicked of people. So all of the believers, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will spare them the ahwal, the very difficult and bewildering and awe-inspiring events of the hour. It's not something we should aspire to be around for. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى اللطف, that he takes us with ease and that he makes us from الناشطات نشطة النازعات غرقا, ناشطات نشطة, that he takes our souls with ease, inshallah. Then the next part of the Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which it's well known for, is describing the three groups that are going to be in the aftermath of the Qiyamah. Roughly, people will be divided into three groups. What are these three groups? قوله تعالى فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة. So الأصحاب الميمنة, the people of the right wing or the right, or اليمن. Yumn in Arabic also means not just to be on, right versus left, but also of the good. So these are Abrar, sometimes referred to, Al-Abrar, and Ashab al-Yameen, and they are the Ammat al-Mu'mineen, yani the general populace of the believers. And there'll be many, many of these people in paradise. And then here, this sentence, it's not a repeat, for Ashab al-Maymana, مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So this is like a tafkhim. And what do you know about the people of the right? مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. يعني it's a great thing. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. Right? But of the مَشْأَمَة مِنَ الشُؤُمْ. Right? It could mean of those who are in, not of the left. They could also refer to أصحاب الشمال. وَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُ بِشَمَالِهِ. Right? So the one who gets the book from his left, أو من وراء ظهره, in another verse, from behind his back and towards the left. These could be metaphors or could be literally understood. So they are of a شؤم والشمال. In other words, the people of, not of felicity, the people who will be destined to hellfire. أعذن الله من ذلك. And then the third group, والسابقون السابقون. والسابقون السابقون. So this is also like subject and predicate, مبتدأ and خبر. Yeah, and it's emphasizing the سابقون. Yeah, what about the سابقون? You know, the سابقون are those who preceded or hastened before the others. Who are they? The next verse tells us, أولئك المقربون. أولئك المقربون. So the مقرب, the one who has been brought close by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the مقرب are considered amongst the elite of the believers. يعني خواص وخاصة الخاصة. Of al-mu'mineen, the elite of the believers, those of high rank, those that are also referred to as al-awliya, wal-muqarrabun, wal-abdal, wal-nujaba, many names that have been used, some in the hadith, some that have been used by the ulama, to indicate these people who are on have been brought forth closer by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi jannati al-na'im. They will be in jannati al-na'im. The mufassirun differ about when we see jannati al-na'im or jannati al-firdaus. Are they all jannati adn? Are they all names for the same place? Or are they referring to a hierarchical division of paradise, with firdaus al-a'la being the highest level, and then you have six or seven levels below that. So, qawlan, there's different opinions about that, but whatever the case may be, jannat al-na'im will be something maybe specific for the muqarrabun, something specific for the muqarrabun, a type of jannah. And we know that there's going to be tafawut, there's going to be differences between people's stations in paradise, just like there are people's stations in the dunya. But we also know for certain that no one will be disappointed. Everyone will feel that they'll be very happy to be there, inshallah. Yeah. What about their numbers? ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ means many from al-awail, from those who came before. From before when? We'll talk about in a second. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and fewer from those who came later. The majority opinion of this is that referring to al-umma al-muhammadiyyah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the thulla min al-awwaleen will be those from the early generations of the Muslims. And this is supported by hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونُ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ فِي الْبُخَارِي. That the best of generations is mine, or the best of centuries is mine, then the one after me, then the one after me. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mention the fourth one. So we're talking about the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and tabi' al-tabi'een. That's one interpretation. And then the akhirin will be those who come later, as successive we get later. And this also kind of supported by the general outlook of the idea that fasad is zaman, that moral clarity will be something of a rare thing, a rarefied thing, as we get closer to the hour. And so as we get closer to the hour, people will be progressively worse in the sense of their moral and ethical character. And as we can see today, people struggle with that in abundance. So ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ قَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. There's another opinion that says the ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ is referring to the previous umam, previous, like the ummah of Moses and of Isa and of Dawood and Sulaiman and so forth. And قَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ is referring to the ones that come after, like the end of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there are some that say this is referring to each ummah. So awwaleen of every ummah, and usually find, you know, the early adopters, those who are most fervent in faith, like the hawariyin of Isa alayhi salam and the sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thulla min ha'ula, many from those. Wa qaleelun min al-akhirin, right? And as people become less attached and to the teachings of which whoever prophet was came to them, then we find people progressively get worse. So the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this was happening, that he would send another prophet and then another prophet. And the sunnah of our ummah, of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that there are no more prophets of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the hour is close, number one. And number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind something that will be serve as a guide. So as you mentioned, the Qur'an and the sunnah, وَإِطْرَةَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ, and those who carry on the meanings of the Qur'an and sunnah. وَالْعُلَمَاء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاء, and the scholars are the true heirs of the prophets. So it's the true heirs of the prophets then, who in effect will take on the mission of the prophets of spreading the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ, right? السُرَر, جَمَعْ سِرِير. So they have these type of lounge chairs or beds. Yani that's the word that we could use. Mawduna. Yani one opinion says mansuja. You know, that's woven, or it is laden with rubies and pearls is another meaning of mawduna. But something not like the dunya, but we use the same word to reflect upon it, as is we understand from the words of the Quran. Muttaki'ina alayha mutaqabilin. So laying on it or leaning on it. Mutaqabilin. Mutaqabilin means wajhan liwaj, looking at one another. Yatufu alayhim wuldanun mukhalladun. So the wuldanun mukhalladun are the young servants of paradise. And It appears they're not people who lived in this dunya, but rather they're some type of creature or being that Allah will create specifically for paradise. Like al-Hur al-Ain. So the Hur al-Ain, who are the women of paradise, are also specifically for paradise and not some reflection of women in this world, but they're specifically for paradise. بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ. So الكوب والإبريق. So you can think of cups and, you know, pitchers or vases that will pour forth for them the drink of the Akhirah. And مِن مَعِينٍ would be the drink of Akhirah. So a type of drink that sometimes referred to as close to what alcoholic drink, but not alcoholic, and in the sense that it's not inebriating, it's not intoxicating, it's a drink of paradise. And then the next verse, لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنْزَفُونَ. Right? It's not something that is going to get them in that inebriated state. يُصَدَّعُونَ مِنَ الصُّدَاعِ. Right? They don't have the aftermath of drinking alcohol. وَلَا يُنْزَفُونَ يعني لَا يَسْكُرُونَ. And they don't have the effect of getting inebriated by the alcohol. So they don't get the aftermath of drinking an intoxicating drink, nor do they get the drunken stupor that happens. And remember, these words are the Quran is revealed to people of all places and all times. And so think about the Jahili Arabs who lived in the Arabian Peninsula. Giving up alcohol for them was a big deal. Giving up wine was, in fact, it had to be done in stages before they they truly gave it up. First they were told not to pray while they're in a drunken state, and then they were told to make sure that they have, when they're praying, that they have soundness of mind and they're aware what they're saying, and then the tahrim came. So it came in stages. So kind of this promise of that in the afterlife, of this tashbih, something that's like it, but it's showing you that what you think is of great drink in this life is nothing compared to the drink of the afterlife. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. And they will have the fruits of that, of their choosing or of their pleasing. And it's said that it will be so plentiful and so varied that you won't eat the same thing every day. Every day will be something different. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. لَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتُهُونَ. And the meat of birds, مِمَّا يَشْتُهُونَ, that which they like. It would be birds like of this dunya, like of chicken, turkey, quail, pheasant. Allahu A'lam. Remember, the same words are being used, but we may not have a true understanding, indication of what that is going to be actually like, because no one has seen it except the Prophet Muhammad SAW the night of the Mi'raj. وَحُورٌ عِين, right? And حُورٌ عِين, as we mentioned, are the women of paradise. كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤُ الْمَكْنُونَ, right? Like the bright white pearls. Umm Salama, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, asked the Prophet ﷺ, how are they like the white pearls? He said, in their purity, right? So, and this will be true of all women, not just حُورِ الْعِينَ, that no one will have anything of what we consider to be shortcomings, maladies, pain, bad mood, constipation, headache, all of the things that we know about the maladies of this life, none of those will exist in the next life for the believers, for Ashab al-Yameen, Ashab al-Yameen, and Al-Muqarrabun. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Right, this is their recompense for that which they did, which they brought forth in the dunya. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا. Right, also the talk of paradise, what people will talk about, you may imagine, well, what are people going to be left to be talking about if we don't have gossip and innuendo and al-qila wal-qal, and this person did this to me and this person did that to me? None of that will be there. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. Right? This is istidrak. So they will hear no laghu, no ta'thim, you know, nothing that is frivolous, nothing that obviously that will cause injury, you know, to the person who's hearing it. إِلَّا قِيلًا, not except, but rather, قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. Everything will be peaceful. And everything, and the one thing, the type of dhikr people, that they will make in the akhirah will be alhamd, al-shukr. Alhamdulillahi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. That's what they're going to say. They say, alhamdulillah, Allah has guided us to this. And we have not been guided except if Allah has guided us. So that's yani the sifa or the attribute of the muqarrabun. وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. And then Allah goes on to talk about أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ, which were also referred to as أَصْحَاب الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So they're the same group. وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. What do you know about أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ, the people of the right? فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْضُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين. So the أصحاب اليمين, ما أصحاب اليمين, في سدر مخضود. The sidr is a type of tree, like an evergreen tree. مخضود, they said, so plentiful in its foliage that the branches bend because it's so heavy from the foliage. That's one interpretation of مخضود. The other مخضود is لا شوك فيها. You know, the evergreen does have needles and it's prickly if you get close to it, some types of evergreen. That won't have that either. So it will not be prickly, right? Because there's nothing that can injure you in the afterlife if you're min ashab al-yameen or al-muqarrabeen. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُود, right? And the طَلْح, al-mamdood, some sort of fruit, some of them said, or they said the طَلْح is the banana tree. And some of them said, how can there be bananas in the next life? But it will not be bananas like the bananas that we have. مَنْضُود, this is something that's plentiful. And it, as if the tree is from the bottom of it to the top of it is all fruits. So you don't see the saq, you don't see the trunk of the tree because of the plentiful branches and the fruits that are growing from it. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْدُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ. ظِلْ مَمْدُودٍ. ظِلْ is shade. مَمْدُود is outstretched. So there is going to be a shade in the afterlife. That means that there's a sun. There will be some sort of illumination, obviously. So there's a need for dhil. But the sun that will be there, or the illumination that will be there, will not be something that will burn you either, or will be discomforting. But there will also be something of like the dhil. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there is going to be a tree in paradise that a rider, like a rider on a horse, would ride for 100 years, still riding, and they're still under the shade of that tree. So something unimaginable that we can't even imagine. This type of dhill al-mamdood. So everything about the akhirah is khayrun wa abqa. Khayrun, better, wa abqa, and perpetual. Wa ma'in maskub. Wa ma'in maskub. And water that is plentiful. Maskub, in other words, never runs out, is always there. Is always for, and even when we take of drink or of water in the next life, it will not be because we need to feel satiated, but it will be purely pleasurable, no other reason. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا. فَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا, and many, many fruits. Perhaps an ishara here when we saw about al-muqarrabin, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. Here it's فَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا, describing أصحاب اليمين or أصحاب الميمنة. So فَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا is many, many fruits. فَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ is that which what they choose from. So they could mean the same thing, that they're plentiful, but when you have some, when you choose whatever you want and it's there, is different than there are many things to choose from. Wallahu a'lam. لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. Right? لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. So it will never run out. لا مقطوع يعني مددها. لا يقطع, like the fruit of the dunya. Once you pluck it, then it's gone and you have to grow it again. لا مقطوع ولا ممنوع. And ممنوع means that it will not be unallowed for you. You always have access to it. That's one possible interpretation. One of the ulama, Sheikh Al-Akbar Ibn Arabi Al-Hatimi, he said that in the next life, the rules of what we deem to be, you know, physical rules don't apply in the next life. So لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة that someone literally will pluck like an apple or a pomegranate or something like that from a tree and will be eating it, and it's still actually there, still on the tree, the same one. And obviously that's impossible in this life. Two things can't be in the same place at the same time. But in the next life, you know, as they say, all bets are off. We don't know exactly. But we know no one's going to be disappointed, and it'll be something لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذٌ سَمَعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. It'll be something no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and nothing that could be even imaginable to the heart of a human being. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ. فُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ, raised beds, right? The other one talk about مُقَرَّبِين, عَلَى سُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Here, فُرُشٌ مَرْفُوعَ, raised bed. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Right, this is referring to the حُورِ الْعِينَ. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. يعني they're specifically not from the dunya, they're for the jannah. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا. Right, and we made them that no one has ever seen before, no one has ever touched before. عُرْبٌ أَتْرَابًا. عُرْبٌ أَتْرَابًا, in other words, very beloved to the people of paradise. لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. Right, for the people of the right. ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, many of the ones of the previous or of the early ones. وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. So notice the difference here. In the مُقَرَّبُونَ we said, Allah said, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Here, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. So many. So those three opinions apply here too. So whether it's many from the beginning of the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ and many from the last of the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ, or of the previous umam, or of within each ummah, within each community, or under each prophet, many from each one of them, then there'll be many of the ashab al-yameen. And then the last group, ashab al-shimal. وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍ مِّن يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون إذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. And there's a longer description here of Ashab al-Shimal, but just to summarize, وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ, very much in the same, مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ, what do you know about the people of the left or the people of Shimal? فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ. Ya Latif. فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ. And these are alwan, right? These are the different colors of the ta'zeeb in the Akhirah. So they said that the samum is extreme heat, very extreme heat. Wahamim is very extreme, very hot water. So that's what they'll have to drink from. Wadhillim min yahmum. So here, dhil is mentioned, but this type of dhil is not a good one. It's still hot. La baridin wala kareem. Right? La baridin, it's not going to give them relief, وَلَا كَرِيمٌ, nor is it something that's going to be generous to them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ. For they were before that, مُتْرَفِينَ. وَالتَّرَفْ is someone who lives luxuriously and haughtily and arrogantly without praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So they had this ease and luxury in this life, كَانُوا مُتْرَفِينَ. But when they come to the Akhirah, then they will encounter what was coming to them. وَكَانُوا يُصِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ. Right? And they were insisting upon الْحِنْثِ, which is the breaking of an oath or a covenant. الْعَظِيمِ, a great breaking of that. Does this refer back to the day of أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? Right? When Allah asked us collectively, while we're still in the loins of Adam عليه السلام, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا. They said, of course, شَهِدْنَا, we bore witness, and then we took the covenant to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. So الحنث العظيم يعني الكفر, يعني الكفر. وكانوا يقولون إذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما إنا لمبعوثون. And they used to deny the Akhirah and deny the Ba'ath. كانوا يقولون, they used to say, if we die and we are changed into dirt or dust and bones, are we going to return? وآباؤنا الأولون and also our forefathers. قل إن الأولين والآخرين, say to them that both your forefathers and you, the first and the last, لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. Everyone will come to this ميقات, this appointed time, and the known day, يوم معلوم, the day of reckoning. ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم. And then the rest of the verses that mentioned the chastisement of the disbelievers. ثم إنكم أيها الضالون, those who are misguided, المكذبون, those who denied, لآكلون من شجر من زقوم. So the believers have طلح ممدود وماء مسكوب. Here they're eating from شجر من زقوم. And زقوم is said to be a kind of very horrible tree in the middle of Jahannam that is just beyond al-wasf, beyond description. But that is what they're going to be eating from. A'adhanallah min dhalik. May Allah save us and protect us from all of that. And I just want to go to the last part of the surah. قوله تعالى فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم. So the last verse of this surah, فسبح باسم ربك العظيم, is what we recite in the ruku'ah, and there's a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, look to Surah Al-Waqi'ah for what to recite in the ruku'ah, which is Subhanallah Al-Azim, and he said, look to Surah Al-A'la, right, which is Subhanallah Rabbi Al-A'la, وَسَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, for what to recite in the sujood. And so this surah ends with, again, kind of a wrap-up or a description of the three groups, أصحاب المقربون وأصحاب اليمين, and أصحاب الشمال. So فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم. Again mentioned جنة النعيم. الروح والريحان, many different interpretations about what that means, whether it's types of mercy, types of blessings and delight. Again, Allah تعالى أعلم. وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين. And as for أصحاب اليمين, here addressing the Prophet ﷺ, فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ, right, peace for you, مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. In other words, they will have salama, they will have peace, and they will be free from any chastisement in the hellfire. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ, better from those who deny, those who are misguided, فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ, وَالْحَمِيمُ شِدَّةُ الْحَرِّ, very hot, وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ, and the burning fire of Jahannam, of Jahim, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. Right, this is حق اليقين. You know, حق اليقين is that which cannot be denied. It's like you see it in front of you. It is متجسد. It is completely embodied in front of you. There's no denial of it. So if all that is true, فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. Right here, سبح اسم ربك العظيم. Then sing the praises of your Lord العظيم, and seek refuge with Him from all makruh, all those things that we don't want to be a part of. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يلطف بنا and ألا يؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا, that He not take us to task when we make a mistake or if we forget. And you know, these verses, as we can see the contrast between these two groups, we should always be between fear and hope, right? So we don't always feel, lull ourselves into a feeling of complacency that I don't need to do anything, nor should our fear lead us to al-qunut or al-yas. Right. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. So these are the two states of the believers. وقلبه يتقلب بين هذين الاثنين. Your qalb is between those two things, otherwise also known as القبض والبسط, for people of a higher maqam or station. And of the highest, we say الأنس والهيبة, Al-uns means you find this intimacy and tuma'nina and ease with the description of paradise, amongst other things. And al-hayba, having this strong feeling of awe and reverence for the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously is capable of doing and will do to those who do not avail themselves of the guidance of His prophets and of His mercy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who in fact do avail themselves, and may He decree us amongst those who are saved on the Day of Judgment and find their way to paradise bi rahmatihi, by His mercy and His mercy alone. Innahu waliyyu dhalik wal qadiru alayh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May you all have a blessed 27th night of Ramadan. May Allah accept our prayers and our qiyam and our supplications, and may He lift the trials and tribulations upon all our brothers and sisters where it may be. And akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.